Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. Grateful that you guys are along for the ride. With us is Robert Vedral. Robert is with the Vistage Board, and we're going to find out exactly what that is and what he's doing. He and I met just about a month ago, and we were at a business function and exchanged cards. And I said, you know, Robert, why don't you come on and talk to us about this, because I'm interested, for crying out loud. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here,
Thank
sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
So let's go ahead and get right into it. What is it that you do?
Well, I lead a private peer advisory board with Vistage Worldwide here in central Iowa. And the basic concept is, Michael, is that you have business leaders that get together on a monthly basis and be able to talk about their business issues in a confidential and non-competitive environment. It's the idea, basically, it's lonely at the top.
Right. It is lonely at the top. We all know that.
Yeah.
So individuals join the board,
mm-hmm.
and then they have the opportunity as business owners to come together and then talk about mutual problems and, mm-hmm. and help each other solve some problems from time to time?
Yes. The format for our meetings, 8 times a year, we'll have a guest speaker in. And in the morning, I allow them to bring their team members to hear the speaker, because it spreads the learning within the organization,
sure.
more leadership development for the other people in the companies. And then in the afternoon, we have a closed executive session. And what they'll do, they'll put on a poster that I have where they are on a scale of 1 to 10, both personally and professionally, and what issue they'd like to have processed and get feedback from the fellow board members.
Got it. Are there some similarities in what you've been hearing over the years?
Yes, there is. I mean, personnel issues come up.
Sure.
Strategy, acquisitions. Sometimes it's kind of funny. We'll have somebody say, I'm 95% their members, and I'm just going to do a flyby. And then when the questions start coming, they're not 95% there anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because basically the issue is taken apart, and they find out they didn't ask themselves these certain questions or look at this aspect of the business issue.
I would imagine that human resources would be one of the major issues that is talked about among executives,
mm-hmm.
because that's one of those issues you have some control over,
right.
but not really.
Right,
know?
Right.
And I would. What about financing and funding and those kinds of things?
Oh, they come up too.
Yeah.
And, last year, we had a speaker on selling your company. And he said, if you're not thinking about it 10 years out, you're late.
Hmm. Now, how many of these boards are there, Robert?
Well, we have over 500 chairs around the world. So that, you know, and some of them have multiple boards, too.
So this is something that really escaped me until we exchanged cards last month. I'm going, what is this, and where did it come from? Where did it come from?
Well, it came in 1957 from a gentleman in Milwaukee, Bob Norse, who was a businessman, and he decided to get some of his colleagues together, and let's talk about stuff. And that's how it started. And it started off then being called Tech when he developed it, and then it became Vistage.
Got it. And the Vistage Board here in Des Moines, how many members do you have?
Well, I have 14, but we also have some other members. But within the state of Iowa, we have 107 members.
So there's 107 members that are members of various Vistage boards?
Yes.
All right. And so they have chairs?
Yes.
Like you?
Yeah.
In each one of these areas?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you communicate with the other chairs from time to time?
Oh, yes, we do. Every 2 months, we have a chair meeting with our counterparts in Nebraska and Iowa. In fact, December 1st, we'll be meeting at the Botanical Garden.
And are they finding the same kinds of trends? I mean, are these cyclical? Are they, you know, back in the recession times, everybody was talking about, okay, we're going to cut R&D, we're going to cut R&D,
right.
we're going to cut marketing, which I thought, by the way, just because we're in the business, it was the silliest thing you could do, because if you continue R&D, especially during a recession, you capture market share.
Yeah.
But I understand, you know, that was an issue. So when these things become cyclic like that, is that what's on top of mind awareness? Do they talk about things like immigration, HB2 visas, anything like that?
Not really.
Okay.
We're not affected by that at this present time. But there's a lot of issues that do come up. I mean, typical Vistage member will increase 2.2% over the average company from being a member of Vistage.
Mm. And what's the role of Vistage? I mean, I suspect that there's a fee to join?
There is a fee to join.
Okay.
There's a monthly fee and there's an enrollment fee.
Okay.
And then there's a 90-day notice if a member had to leave for some reason. So there's, you know, we don't do long-term contracts.
And I suspect that the members that you have on your board, that those individuals are non-competing members, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
And there's a number of organizations like this, I believe, and have been aware of, where individuals can come together. But you're doing this for an entire day? Eight times a year?
Yep. 12 times a year.
Like 12 times a year.
We just had a meeting on Tuesday, which was an executive session, which means that we did not have a speaker. But our theme in the morning before we went into the issue processing in the afternoon was on strategic planning and culture within an organization.
Very nice.
And we had a very robust conversation around that.
Tell us a little bit about who is the primary demographic. I mean, if someone were interested in becoming a member of a Vistage board, what kind of a demographic are you looking at?
We look at companies with at least $1 million in revenue, but within internationally, we have, and within the United States, we have some over $1 billion.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's a safe, structured conversation, I suspect.
Yes. Everybody signs a confidentiality agreement. We have, within our board, our own core beliefs that we develop. We have accountability, and it's a safe environment because the member could bring up whatever they want to, and we do deal with personal issues, too.
Are you surprised at anything that you hear over the years?
I'm surprised sometimes at the moment.
Yeah.
Because one time I had a member talking about a business issue, and then they went right into a personal thing.
Really?
Yes, and we were all listening and engaged and gave some counsel and so forth.
Wow. So this is kind of peer counseling in a way.
It is peer counseling. But, again, when I go back to say it's only at the top, the things that they could talk about, and I'm very proud to say that I have a cadre of some of the members have been with me over 6 years now.
And I have to ask you, because not only are you a natty dresser, sir, I have to give you that. You look the part. What was your what business were you in before you were with Vistage?
Well, I spent 36 years in the real estate profession.
There you go. Okay.
And that's what brought me to Iowa, but there was a change due to the recession. And then I thought, well, maybe I need to go a different direction. And this is the most satisfying work I've ever done in my life.
Very nice. Yeah, it would be satisfying because you're helping people solve issues.
Yes.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for coming in and doing this. I really appreciate it, Robert. And we will be, if you missed any or all of this conversation, we will have this up on our podcast, and we'll be sending, Robert, you a copy of this so you can utilize it among your group as well.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate learning more about Vistage.
Great. Thank you, Michael.
All right. His name is Robert Vedrill, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about the Vistage board. All right. We're going to have to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to be talking about methamphetamines, housing, and the real estate market. It's a stunning story. Hang in there with us. That's coming up next here on the Business News Hour.